You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Sean is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by Megan. So we're going to see if we can help him out, see if we can figure out why he's getting ghosted, and maybe get him another date. Sean, before we get into your dating stuff, though, how long has it been since you heard from Megan?
Oh, it's been a while, maybe like a week, week and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
And how many times have you tried to reach out to her in that time?
It's been hard for me to keep track. Like just like a handful of times. I've been trying not to come off too desperate, but every now and then I'm just wondering, like, did something go wrong here? Was it me?
So why don't we talk about the date? How did that go?
First of all, we met on Tinder for some context. I've been pretty busy in the last year. I'm trying to finish a master's in literature, right?
That's so awesome.
Megan, that's her name. She's a student at another college for journalism, because I'm a professor at a school for journalism. So I thought it was, like, you know, a great start, like a lot for us to talk about. And I took her to a nice place, like just like a nice, you know, steakhouse. Wasn't too much, but like, you know, it was like some nice atmosphere, right? And I felt like she was enjoying herself. There wasn't really a lull in the conversation. We had a good flow going, and I never really felt like it was weird, or I didn't feel socially awkward. It's been a while since I dated, so I took that as a really, really good sign. She's smart. She gives like really nice perspectives on, like, you know, what we do. But like, it's cool, 'cause we didn't just talk shop. Like, we got a little bit into our dating histories, and you know, it was like really balanced. Like, we didn't overshare too much, but it felt like a really promising start of intimacy, I guess, for lack of better terms. She thanked me a lot, and you know, she also like was out of the dating pool for a while and just enjoyed the company.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, we were there for a while. Like, the servers were trying to like move us out.
So did you guys kiss?
She kissed me when I walked her to her car, which that like she initiated that, which I feel like if you've had fun, if you want to see somebody again, that's something that like you go out of your way to do.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
Yeah, she said that she'd call me after she had class. Yeah, now I'm just confused.
All signs point to her liking you a lot. Like, yeah. Is there anything that you can think of that would be a reason she's ghosting you?
I can't imagine. I mean, we had like just enough in common. I don't know if maybe like that was too familiar, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just overthinking it.
You're definitely overthinking it, but you can't think of any specific instance that happened on the date that might have been awkward at all.
No, I can't think of anything. I mean, maybe we were like at the restaurant too long. I don't know if maybe I came across as like bad at time management.
I doubt that, but maybe.
Or something, but that's the most I can think of.
Maybe think back to the conversation. Were there any awkward pauses?
I mean, if I really had to scrounge, like maybe I came off like I didn't know what I was doing at my, again, like maybe I stuttered when I ordered the food or something, and like maybe I just seemed too nervous, or like, because I don't think I came off too strong. Now that I think about it, I was reaching for my drink and I took the salt shaker by accident.
You did?
And I almost drank the salt. I know. I didn't actually do it, which, you know,
thankfully,
was probably for the better. But like we laughed about it a little bit because, you know, it's ridiculous. Well, it's my fault. But I don't know if maybe that came across as like I was too like clumsy or
right
or something like that. But
or maybe you're a weirdo who likes to drink salt.
You know, maybe some people are into that.
Yeah, a salt drinking guy. I don't know. It is ridiculous.
We'll try to figure it out for you. Play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
Cool. Thank you.
Play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
We're in the middle of your first date follow-up, and if you're just joining us, Sean is on the phone, and we're about to call Megan, who's been ghosting him, and see if she'll tell us why, and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. But before we do that, Sean, why don't you catch everybody up on your date with Megan?
Megan and I met on Tinder. We both work for schools in journalism. Took her to a nice place. Seemed like it was fun. We had a lot to talk about. Wasn't that awkward. We were both out of the dating game for a while, so we had that in common. Other than almost drinking a salt shaker, I felt like it went pretty smooth. And she even kissed me and said that she'd call me after class.
And aww. It's been like a week and a half and you've heard nothing.
Yeah, a week and a half and not. Like, I've texted a few times, but like nothing. I haven't gotten anything from her.
Well, are you ready to call her?
Yeah. All right, let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Megan, please?
This is she.
Megan, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show and it's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, I'm Nina, also here on the show.
Hi, I'm Victoria.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for asking. It's a pleasure to speak with you, Megan.
It really is. We're so excited you answered.
I'm sure the pleasure is also mine.
So we do a segment on our show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out with someone on a date and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting if you're the person who's ghosting. And so that would be who you are right now, Megan, in this whole thing.
Are you ghosting somebody, Megan, that you're aware of?
Oh, no.
We got an email about you from Sean.
Oh, Sean.
Is that a good response?
Okay, no.
He says he really liked you, and it's been like a week and a half, and you haven't hit him up. So is there a reason?
Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad now. I feel, like, really guilty for not calling him back. I mean, honestly, I had a really good time with him, and, like, we had a lot in common. Like, he's teaching journalism. I'm finishing up grad school for journalism. So I feel like I learned a lot, like, even just talking to him. And kind of like, I feel like now I have some good ideas for how to start off my career when I graduate in a year and stuff. But this is like so embarrassing, honestly. And I feel really bad because I genuinely like Sean. But like, basically, I've been in school. I'm just like very busy with school right now. And I don't really have a lot of time to work, and so money is really tight for me, and I don't know, I guess it's, you know, that saying, like, a girl's gotta eat.
Oh, I feel like I know where this is going.
It's, yeah, I feel like such a bad person, but I've sort of been occasionally using dates to, like, go get a nice meal.
I knew it!
because I'm like living on ramen and rice and beans and stuff right now. So I have occasionally, like, not often, but like a handful of times have just like said yes to a date so I could go eat somewhere with them.
Honestly, I wouldn't even feel bad about it because I know a lot of people that have done this, and some of them don't even have the excuse that they're in school. They're just lazy and broke.
So how come you haven't responded though, if you actually did like him?
I don't know. I think I just felt guilty because that's like the energy I kind of went into the date with was just to like, was sort of for the meal ticket. But then I did have a good time, but I didn't like, I don't know. I felt like I became invested like partway through the date, but at the beginning I didn't start out that way because I didn't really, my intentions were different. I don't know. I think I just have this like lingering guilt around it. And so it, I just feel really bad and it's sort of like, I feel ashamed. So I didn't.
Well, you're also a good person, it sounds like. Minus the, you know, you just got to survive thing.
You know how like people remind you of bad things you've done, you don't really want to be reminded of it. Like it's kind of like that, I guess.
It's not that bad, is it?
No, maybe not.
I mean, but I guess nobody likes to be ghosted, but don't beat yourself up about it.
Why would you kiss him though, if like you knew that you weren't going to go out on a second date with him?
I think it sort of felt like, you know, a thank you for the meal.
He bought me dinners.
But I can see where it would be like misleading. But also he was a good kisser. Like,
really?
I'm not mad about it. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Megan, thank you for being honest. That good kisser named Sean is on the phone, by the way. He's been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
Hi, Megan.
Hi. Oh, man. Okay. You must think I'm awful. Hi, I'm so sorry.
I don't know. I just think this whole thing's hilarious.
Really wasn't sure how you were going to respond to that, but that's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a writer. I overthink things. There was just like a bunch of stories I made up in my head, but I just did not think this was what was happening. You know, this is a lot. I don't know how to feel. I mean, look, I feel used. I'm going to be honest. I feel used, but at the same time, I get where you're coming from. This is just,
well, you feel used because you, Sean, you were used for food,
but he got a free kiss though.
I mean, you're not wrong. I definitely did. I do feel like
okay, so
I'm so I'm I am really sorry. And yeah, I think it's like totally justified to feel that way.
I just feel like we actually connected. Do you feel that way? Like, was it more than just a meal that somebody paid for you? Or, I mean, at this point, what do you have to lose? Like, what happened?
Megan, would you like to go out with Sean again on another date? We'll pay for it.
Oh, man. No, okay. Well, if I say yes, would you be able, because I did actually have a really nice time, and I agree. I think we had a lot to talk about, but like, would this knowledge now of our first date kind of linger for you, or would you?
I mean, it's a funny conversation for later, isn't it?
I mean, yes, it would be a very interesting story to tell people if we did end up continuing to see each other.
You know, you did say I was a good kisser.
Oh.
And you know that's the truth because I said it before I knew you were on the line.
You're right. I mean, would you like to go out again with me? And would you kiss me again?
You know, I think I would love a redemption arc for myself. So, yeah, I would. Okay.
Congratulations, Sean. You got another date.
Yay.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for being so cool.
And Megan, congratulations. You got another meal.
Perfect. I'm going to cancel my other date this week.
She's been so busy.
Hey, Megan, bring back those breadsticks.
I'm kidding. But yeah, maybe we'll get a dog bag.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Only on the new Hits 106.1. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.